South African double amputee track star Oscar Pistorius is free on bail today after being found guilty of culpable homicide, the equivalent of manslaughter, in the fatal shooting of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. He'll be sentenced next month and could face up to 15 years in prison or none at all. And the International Paralympic Committee says Pistorius would be allowed to compete in the future. The BBC's Mike Wooldridge is in Pretoria. And Mike, the judge said she didn't believe this was premeditated murder because of certain things Pistorius did after the shooting. What is she referring to?
Yes, absolutely right. She said that she believed that the way he acted afterwards was simply not consistent with a man who was about to commit a murder. She cited, for example, his calling for help, not least to the security people, his screaming for help, praying to God, the way in which he spoke to the near neighbor who came into the house at that time, his efforts to resuscitate Reva Steenkamp. All those and other things to her, she said, simply didn't add up to the idea of a man who had attempted to murder her. She indeed felt and said in several ways that she felt that his version of events essentially was the one that could be believed, and it was on the basis of that that she came to the ruling that she did, though already that judgment is proving to be controversial here.
And how so? What's the public reaction?
There are those who've argued that surely in the way that he went down to the bathroom and fired those shots, that he had a loaded weapon with him, even if it was an intruder he thought was in there, he must, it's argued by those who are critical of the decision, have believed that the consequences of his action could have been that a person inside there could have died in the way, of course, that Reva Steenkamp did. And therefore, that the argument that he used of acting in self-defense, he said he was trying to protect himself and Reva Steenkamp, that was a use of the self-defense argument that went beyond all reasonable behavior, is the argument that's being used against her. And it's on the basis of that there's speculation that the prosecution might decide to launch an appeal against this conviction and still attempt to secure one of murder. We wait to see what happens on that.
The judge's comments, at least as they appear on paper, do seem to have a sympathetic tone for Pistorius, rightly or wrongly. Is that generally how they're being perceived?
Although you might say that against that was her view of his evidence, that it was poor, that he was evasive and contradictory in his statement. She was highly critical of his own evidence, but it didn't, that in itself did not affect her coming to this overall view that she thought that he had a genuine belief that there was an intruder in the property. But you're right, there are people around here in Pretoria giving their reaction to this who are feeling that she lent too closely to him. Some of the newspaper headlines here today reflecting that. One big letter saying Oscar's great escape. Another one, Oscar dodges bullet.
The judge's conclusion seems to be that he acted out of genuine fear, not out of anger and malice. And as a result, this is more of a negligence charge he was given.
That's right. That's exactly the heart of it. But remember, this was about, for her as well as for everybody else, it was about trying to read the mind, the motivation of Oscar Pistorius. And remember, there were no direct witnesses. This was a really difficult case, complex case. Everybody concedes that. And she said there are questions still to be answered, things that probably will always be unclear about this case. She herself could not act only on the facts here. There were fine judgments that she had to make.
That's the BBC's Mike Wooldridge in Pretoria, South Africa. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.